Today on Gardening in a Minute, taking care of your hands. Gardening is a very satisfying hobby in many ways, but it can be hard on your hands. Taking care of your hands is not that hard. It's never a bad idea to wear gloves when you're working in the garden. Garden gloves will protect your hands from thorns and potentially irritating plant secretions. They'll keep your hands from drying out and your fingernails clean. If you don't wear gloves, remember these tips. Apply sun protection to your hands before working in the garden, and never use your fingernails as tools. For after-garden hand care, a good scrubbing soap or degreaser is a must to remove soil and grime. A quality lotion will help keep your hands moisturized, and vitamin E or aloe will help heal any minor scrapes. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, mowing safety. Mowing is one of the most common gardening practices, and also one of the most dangerous. Mowers are powerful machines with sharp blades, and they warrant careful handling. The most important thing you can do for mower safety is to read your owner's manual. Wear fitted clothes and sturdy shoes. Eye and ear protection are always a good idea. Clear the lawn of debris that could be thrown by the mower, like sticks and pine cones, and mow only when grass is dry. Keep children out of the yard when you're mowing. Shut off the mower before adjusting or cleaning the blade, and allow the mower to cool before refueling. Never carry passengers on a riding mower, and shut off the engine before stepping off your mower. For more information about mowing safety and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the guava. Guava is a fruit native to the American tropics. It can be planted in central Florida, but should be monitored closely to make sure it doesn't spread. Guava is invasive in South Florida and shouldn't be planted there. Guava is a small single or multi-trunk tree up to 20 feet tall. The bark is attractive with a mottled greenish-brown to light-brown color. The guava fruit is a round or ovoid berry with small brown seeds and a green to yellow peel. There is a wide range of pulp colors and flavors among the many different varieties. The plant can self-pollinate, but cross-pollination will increase the yield. Like all tropical plants, guava should be protected from freezes. It's quite drought-tolerant and should be planted in full sun. For more information about guava and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hanging vegetable gardens. Hanging vegetable gardens are a fun way to save space on a patio or any other small area. Buy a special pot or cut a hole in the bottom of a regular pot. Fill it with soil and push a plant plug into the hole from the bottom. A screen or toothpick frame can hold the plant in the hole until it's rooted. Hang the plant from a structure that will allow it to get at least 6 hours of sunlight. You may want to rotate the pot every day or two. Water and fertilize as needed. This upside-down technique won't work for all vegetables, but is great for tomatoes, peppers, and herbs. To maximize space, you can plant seedlings in the sides and top of the pot, too. For more information about hanging vegetable gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Galardia. Galardia, also called blanket flower, is a sturdy native perennial with bright flowers that bloom throughout the summer and into the fall. The flowers are single, semi-double, or double and grow on long stems above the long, soft, hairy leaves. They come in yellow, orange, red, or bicolor and make excellent long-lasting cut flowers that attract butterflies. Galardia reseeds itself, so don't be surprised if you see it year after year. Use Galardia in the landscape as a ground cover or plant it in containers. Can also be used as an accent or in mass plantings. Galardia can be planted anywhere in the state and will tolerate extreme heat, sun, sandy soils, and even salt, making it a great choice for the coastal landscape. For more information about Galardia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.